And here we go again. W9JFM here. This is Dan. I'm located in Algoma, Wisconsin, which is south of the Door Peninsula, straight east of Green Bay, here on the shore of Lake Michigan. This is the Vintage Single Side Band that meets usually here most Saturday mornings. Conclusion usually of the Classic Radio Net on AM there on 3885. We operate on or near 3840 kilocycles, plus or minus QRM. And I'm going to make another little announcement on that note. I'm thinking if we keep this going, we got a couple of other net controls that Dave has done it. Jamie, N9WQ, and N9TBE, and Mike LAP, if he shows up, he's done it. If we can keep a couple of net controls going, maybe we'll keep her going through the summer, I'm thinking. And I'm going to take probably a little bit of opinions on this, but I'm thinking we'll pick an alternate frequency somewhere from on 40 meters from 7250 on down, something like that, where 7250 or whatever's open below that on 40 meters as an alternate frequency is when the crashes and everything starts going haywire on 75. And maybe we can get somebody to guard the frequency and let everybody know that we're up there or something, and have them check in toward the tail end. We'll figure that out as time goes on. But I'm going to make this announcement and maybe try to get other guys to do the same. Make a couple of you guys, you know, mention it during the net for the next couple of weeks, so that everybody kind of gets the word that we may be on 40, like I say, 7250 or on down from there, whatever's open, and we'll have an alternate 40 meter frequency to work through this summer. So anyway, we'll take opinions and thoughts on that as we go. Our net is a meeting place for those of us who like old side bad junk. Many of the rigs that show up here are those shunned by the general ham populace. Our audio may be distorted, our signals may drift, hum and noise may be heard when we transmit. Dirty switches may cause havoc when we receive signals. Smoke and flames may occur at any time while we are using our radios. This is all normal and welcome here. We are not ashamed. We love smoke. As long as it doesn't start the place on fire. Generally, all tube type and hybrid radios are considered vintage by the net and are welcome to be heard. Certain solid state radios have been granted vintage status at the discretion of net control and are okay to check in. However, if you sneak in on a modern rig, you will suffer the wrath of the net members and it could get ugly. So, let's take a minute, tune up our transmitters, get on frequency the best you can, burn the dust off those precious sweet tubes, and tune them up to the utmost of spectral purity. Let her rip there, guys.